On stage and on screens, both big and small, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is a new name and an astonishing performer, new to theater critic Michael Bourne.
I didn't know the work or the name of Phoebe Waller-Bridge until last week when I watched the Star Wars prequel movie Solo. There's a droid called L3, a wise-cracking female droid who's apparently intimate with Lando, though she insults all biologicals. L3's voice and physical movement lights up the screen. She's voiced and she's computerized from the physical movement of Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I was invited the next night to a play downtown at the Soho Playhouse, and I knew nothing about Fleabag, except someone said it was unusually good. And out came a young British woman. She sits on a stool. She tells the story of her character's life, mostly misadventures with men. She's quite explicit about all the sex she's obsessed with. Without money, she's not surviving, and she feels guilty that she's lost her best friend. She's comforted only by her friend's pet guinea pig. And who's playing this woman? Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She performs and she wrote Fleabag. She's bedazzlingly quick-witted. She's literally quick in speaking. She's often darkly cynical in her asides, sometimes with only a look at the audience. She lets us know what she really thinks. Phoebe Waller-Bridge wrote and stars also in a British TV series of Fleabag that I immediately binge-watched on Amazon. It's essentially the story she tells in the monologue, but with all the characters, plus flashbacks, extra sex, more bittersweet twists, and not a happy ending. Fleabag, the TV series, is just as funny, complete with all of her eyebrow-lifting asides, but Fleabag, the play, is certainly much more intimate in the cramped Soho Playhouse, and even the silliness becomes much more real. So also does the sadness become real. The sadness at the heart of Fleabag. I'm Michael Bourne.